90 minutes away from the opening of the Saba Home Show at the Tucson Convention Center. If you're listening on KNST or KGVY and you've got a project around the house you want to get going, great place to be here this weekend at the Tucson Convention Center.
It's like home show weekend all over Arizona. We've got the Flagstaff Home Show going on at the NAU Sky Dome.
We're usually there. This is the first time in a couple years we weren't there because we already had this commitment.
And then they've got the home show going in Scottsdale there at Westworld, the new air conditioning building. So we got home shows everywhere in Arizona right now, all across the state. So a great opportunity to get out and see what's going on, what's new, and trends and products that are hitting the market now.
Let's start with our caller. John's first on the line, wants to talk about a little bit of caterpillar control. And as we take a call, that is your cue to call at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. John, how may we help you?
Good morning. Listen, last year I had the caterpillars decimate my Tacoma yellow bells and my Texas mountain laurel. I just wanted to get ahead of them this year. When do I spray?
It's funny you say the Tacomas, because for years we had never seen it, and all of a sudden the last 2 years, probably 80% of the Tacomas out there seem like they're getting decimated, and they're getting hit by the tomato hornworms, which has just amazed all of us. The problem is the moths that lay the eggs on your plants can come through at any different time. So if you're trying to keep them away, that means you're constantly out there spraying about every 10 to 15 days, which I don't think you want to be continuously putting poison down out there. So your best bet is to go out and check, look for the first signs of damage, look for any little black droppings on the foliage, and then spray with BT if you want to go organic. It will kill only caterpillars and nothing else. This way, if you do have any edible crops, you got some young kids or some pets in the ground, in the yard, you don't have to worry about keeping them out of the area for a day after you spray. If being organic isn't a concern to you, you can use liquid 7 or malathion will also work good, and at the same time it will kill a myriad of other insects as well as the moths that are out there laying them. But really you don't want to be out there spraying every other day just to try and keep the moths away.
Now, when you were talking yesterday when we were visiting, praying mantis is a pretty well-known good insect that will eat others. Is there any natural predator to caterpillars you could encourage to be in your yard?
I mean, lizards, the praying mantis, are both good ones. You can try and put a systemic poison out there as well, so that anything that eats on them, Monterey puts out a year-round systemic insecticide control, so you could apply that to the plants as well, so that anything that comes along and tries and chews on them, it's a different poison. It will kill them as well. The health of the plant will also make a difference. Keeping the plants well watered and fertilized will cut down on the plants wanting to be eaten in the first place. So you do that, that will help additionally.
We appreciate the call, John. We're going to go see how Daniel, we were talking about how a raised bed will take more water. Well, he wants to know a little bit more details because that sounds like what he's working on. Make sure he's watering his raised bed properly. Daniel?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
How are you doing today? Thank you for the show. I love it on Saturday mornings.
Well, I'm glad somebody does. Thank you.
I'm sure I'm not the only one. I got a couple 4x8 raised beds. They're just raised, probably about 6 to 8 inches up. But I dug them down about, 2 feet, which is lots of fun in our soil here. And when you guys were talking about exercise as part of gardening, digging a raised bed is a great way to get exercise. So what I've done is I've kind of used a hybrid square foot gardening method. And so my plants are all really dense, and it doesn't really make sense to me to have like an emitter or a little spaghetti tube going to each plant. So I've gone and used that black porous tube that leaks. And I just don't know if that's going to weather the summer because, it's out and exposed. And I was just wondering what your thoughts on that are.
The soaker hose depends what you have. There's what they call the weep tubing, which has 100 little tiny holes down the hole. Tubing, or you've got the pre-drilled laser cut, which has a predetermined hole every 6 to 12 inches. I have the weep tubing at my garden. I bury it down about 2 to 4 inches below the soil surface, so I don't have it up exposed and dry rotting in the sun, and I'll run it for about an hour to an hour and a half every day. Now, if you've got the laser-drilled tubing that's putting out a half a gallon an hour, then you may need to run it for up to 3 hours to put enough water out for as dense as it sounds like your garden is.
Daniel,
regardless of what type I use, I should put it underground.
You'll get better watering that way. You're going to get the water deeper. The roots will grow down deeper instead of staying on the surface. It'll help cut down on salt buildup in the soil as well. And if you can get the water deeper, the plant's roots will go deeper into the ground, and then it will help them weather up to the summer heat better that way.
Very good. We appreciate the call, Daniel. Good luck with your garden and your produce for this summer. We were talking earlier, melons is a good time to plant. We can start planting artichoke. There's some peppers that are ready.
Oh, yes. Get all your peppers out there, although keep your hot peppers and sweet peppers at opposite ends of the garden because they can cross-pollinate, and your sweet pepper is now a hot bell pepper.
I'll be darned.
Had a lady in the nursery yesterday who was having that issue. She quit growing sweet peppers for the last couple of years because every year her sweet peppers were coming out hot.
I'll be darned.
I didn't know they could do that. Well, I was just glad we got the okra alert.
Yeah.
I am big on okra, so now's the okra planting season.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. Once the nights warm up, it's okra time.
And you could plant okra 3 or 4 times, so you can steady out your harvest. You don't have to. That was the mistake I made last year. I put 8 in, and all of a sudden, 8 okra plants are ready, and I had okra out the ears.
Space them about 3 weeks apart.
Okay, 3 weeks. I'll remember that. So I got my Sunday project for when I get home now.
Yes.
Planting time.
Yeah, see, you didn't need your wife to give you a honey-do list.
We were talking pest control, and Mike's got an idea for us that he's got for a little bit of gopher control. Mike, welcome to the program.
Actually, Romy, he dropped off. He actually wasn't able to stay on, so we'll have to go on to the next. We do have a few more callers if you'd like to go to them.
All right, bring in the next one.
All right, let's go to Al. He's got a question on grasshoppers, Romy.
Al, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. I'm going to share a tomato green worm tip with you first, and then I'll ask you a question about grasshoppers. If on those tomatoes, those big green caterpillars that get on there, if you go out at night with a black light, you can buy them at Walmart for like 10, 12 bucks. You can get battery ones or ones on extension cord. And just walk around your garden with that black light. Those worms stick out like a neon sign. You can see them from 20 feet away when that light hits them. Just pick them off, throw them in a bucket. Put them out in your bird feeders, and the birds will love them the next day. It works great, no chemicals or anything. And on those gophers, in the hardware stores, they have these little T-handle contraptions where you push it down in the ground until you find the gopher tunnel, and you turn a little crank handle, and it drops some poison pellets underneath the ground, and you pull it out. It works great. I rid 5 acres of gophers with that.
Wow.
And they never come up above the ground. They die under the ground. No birds can get to them. Your dogs can't get to them. They work great. And then my question is, Chino Valley is like Grasshopper Valley in the summer. How do I get rid of grasshoppers without I don't like to spray my garden. That's the whole point of having a garden, so I don't have to spray nothing on it other than soap or something like that. But do you have any suggestions on grasshopper control?
I've got one for you that you can spray out there, and you may think I'm a little crazy. There's actually two different recommendations. You can spray milk, or you can spray molasses out there. There was actually a study just done. A farmer in Nebraska had tried it. He was doing milk at different rates throughout his grass farm, and he discovered that it was keeping the grasshoppers away. What it simply is the insects don't have the same digestive tract that we do, and they can't process the sugars and the enzymes in either the milk or the molasses. They know it. They start to chew on it. Basically, their insides explode, and it kills them, so they will go elsewhere looking for something that hasn't been sprayed to eat.
Now, a gallon of milk is pretty expensive. I mean,
gallon of milk is expensive, but you can go to some nurseries, and you can buy a gallon jug of molasses that may run you up to $20, and use it at about quarter cup to no more than half a cup per gallon of water.
Okay, so you dilute it. You're just pouring it straight out there.
You're not pouring it straight out there. Now, the dirty little secret is with molasses is also a fertilizer to your plants. It has up to 10% potassium, which they need to help regulate the water flow in the plants. You can even go through once a month and put 2 to 3 tablespoons in a gallon of water and water it in around your plants. It'll give you higher yields. It will give you a sweeter tasting fruit, and the beneficial organisms in the soil also get activated with the carbs and the sugars from the molasses. And Rosie has a question.
Does it draw ants?
No, it doesn't seem to draw ants. In fact, it's also great at killing aphids.
Interesting. Because Chino Valley, he says, it could be like a wave of
grass. You got those rolling grass plains.
Oh, man, you could be walking through that
area. There's a reason they're called grasshoppers.
There's just waves of them up around your knees and stuff. So, well, interesting.
This report just came out, so I'm going to start experimenting with it myself this year.
And like you said, there will probably be an exception to everything. There's going to be somebody that didn't get the memo, like that rabbit that was eating the jalapenos.
Well,
nothing's ever a cure-all, but this sounds like a great application for
it. Well, and it's going to take several applications to get enough of it out there to deter something as strong as grasshoppers. Aphids, you may get it within 2-3 springs. Grasshoppers, it may take you 5 to even 10 springs before you can really get them under control.
Excellent. Judy's called in and wants to talk about her lawn. Lawns everywhere look beautiful, even if you haven't done anything. I haven't seen a bad lawn in a little while this warm summer. But Judy's got a question with hers. How may we help you, ma'am?
Yes. Last year, I had my lawn was dying in spots. It was like making a circle. So I did look it up on the internet, and it's called circle disease, I guess.
Brown patch, yes.
I took a sample to the nursery, and they said I had grub worms. So I did buy some grub stuff, threw it down, and I'm just wondering now if I can. I bought new dirt and seed. If that will work, if my grass will come back, or
Your lawn should already be greening up if it's going to come back from what it is. But usually, if you're dead spots in the lawn area were a perfect circle, that's generally from the disease, like what you saw online, and not necessarily grubs. Grub damage will generally be irregular.
This is kind of like three different spots. One end of my lawn.
Without seeing it, I couldn't say for certain. If it was grubs and you got the grubs treated with the with the poison, then you should be able to replant. If it was the disease may still be there, and putting in new seed may not take.
So what should be applied?
If it is the disease, get a good fungicide that will control it could either be dollar spot or brown patch and put that down. Also, you need to sterilize your equipment because your lawnmower can spread the disease just like a dirty hypodermic needle. So every time you mow, you need to wash off your lawnmower with a 10% bleach solution, or you can use hydrogen peroxide, wipe down the wheels, the whole undercarriage, the blades, the entire lawnmower.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.